Hey, Patriots, I want to talk about something very important. We haven't talked about it very much. Q hasn't talked about it very much, but we want to talk a little bit about Israel. Okay. Q said on March 10th, 2018, we are saving Israel for last. Why is that? Because it is such a controversial topic. It's a very complicated topic, and they have really used it to confuse everyone. So I just want to talk about it very briefly. Okay. If you're new here, we're the Freedom Force Battalion. Everything we've got to show you is on freedomforce.live with all the goodies there, with all the social media, all the videos are on there, and the audiobook, and how we've written this book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, because that's what we're headed for, is 1,000 Years of Peace. So get ready. Okay. So the first thing I want to show you guys is this verse in that when James wrote a letter to all of the churches, he wrote in verse 1, you see where it says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greeting. So he's writing to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. So this letter was being sent out, and he's sending it out to the 12 tribes. They're all over the world. That's a very important clue. It's just a little verse tucked in here, but they knew that back then, and we need to know it now, that the Israelites are everywhere, all scattered around the world, okay? And I wanted to show you a little bit about this, the family, Jacob's family, okay? Jacob's name was changed to Israel, if you're new to this. And so this is something you might not have heard, even if you did go to Sunday school, because it's a little bit of a strange story. Jacob ended up having 4 wives, not necessarily something you can easily discuss with children in Sunday school, right? So I'll discuss it with you guys. So take the kids out of the room. Hang on real quick. Okay, so his first wife was Leah. And long story, I'm not going to go into detail about it, but she was Laban's daughter, the firstborn daughter, okay? Her sister was Rachel. That's who Jacob really wanted to marry to begin with, okay? So Leah and Rachel are biological sisters. They have a mom and a dad, the same mom and dad, okay? That Laban is the dad, which is an interesting character, but not going into that for right now. But then, so they get, it's just so crazy. He ends up marrying Leah. Then he ends up marrying Rachel, but they're married all at the same time, which is just crazy. But anyway, so that's what happens. And Leah starts popping out babies, and then Rachel can't have a baby. She can't have a baby. And so she ends up having her servant, Rachel's servant, Bilhah, ends up having babies with Jacob too. Okay. She's like, well, I'll have babies through her. That is just so strange to us. Okay. But don't even worry about all of that cultural strangeness right there. But the point is, Bilhah is the servant. Turns out, it appears that Bilhah was one of Laban's daughters, but not from the same mother, not from his wife. Okay. So Laban was quite a colorful character. And so it would not surprise me if he had many, many, many children by many, many, many people, women. And so basically slaves. That's what it appears from the historical accounts. So Bilhah was one of the servants, and if she was a regular sister, you wouldn't give the sister to Rachel. So she was given the servant. Okay. So she's considered a second class. Now we don't know where she came from. There's really not any information about that. It's just that she's not likely the same skin color. She's considered a slave. Okay. Check that out. So then this is so crazy. But now Leah gets jealous because now look, oh no, there's a race going on. And, Rachel's having all these children through Bilhah. And so now she says, well, I'm going to have to keep up. So I have a servant too. Her name is Zilpah, and I'll have babies through Zilpah. This is so crazy, but whatever. So again, she's probably not even a biological sibling of Bilhah. Who knows? It really doesn't give that much detail. The point I'm trying to make is that even from the very beginning of this huge family, 12 sons, it's ethnically diverse. That's my point. My point is not all this craziness. My point is it's very ethnically diverse. Okay. So then look at this entire family, all these kids from four wives, one father, four wives. And you've got Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. All these from different mothers, okay? From four different mothers. 12 sons from four different mothers. So the point is, it's a very ethnically diverse family from the very beginning. All the movies make it out that they look all alike. That's not the case, I'm sure. You know, this is just a little, you know, picture of what they might have looked like. That you've got this, you know, that maybe one is dark skin, light skin. Who knows? It doesn't really matter. Okay. It's not about skin color. It's about diversity, which I think is a beautiful thing, if it wasn't so odd. Okay. So I want you to see that. Okay. And then they try to make it out like Israel is just this one, you know, piece of land over in the Middle East. Okay. And I know that this is written in the Bible that he gave this land to them. It was for them to use to be safe and secure so they could have a place so they weren't, you know, snuffed out. But what if instead of Israel being this, what if Israel is this? Literally the lost tribes, the scattered tribes, scattered abroad all over, and not this, you know, and this may be one of the tribes, Jews from Judah. But what about all these other tribes? Okay, you've got, let me go back to it. You've got all these other tribes, Reuben, Simeon, you know, all of these. Okay. So they're not all going to look alike. Okay. And not all, they're just scattered. This is what the Bible clearly tells us, that they have been scattered. What if instead of this, what if they're this? What if the Israelites are truly this from all over the world? You've got people from, you know, every ethnicity, every nationality, every. And it says clearly in God's word that from every people and tribe and tongue and language throughout the world that we are rejoicing in heaven, you know, have joined in this family. And it also says in Romans chapter 2, verse 28, for he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, not in the law, okay, or not in the bloodline, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So what is he saying here? To be a true Jew, it has to be someone who loves the Lord. Whatever that person looks like, wherever they're from, whoever, whatever, it's someone who is a Jew inwardly, okay, an Israelite inwardly. So look also in Galatians chapter 3. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. In other words, we've put on this family. We've put on this, we've been adopted into this family. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you're Christ's, if you belong to him, if you have loved him, then you are Abraham's seed. Let me read that one more time. Then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, if you've been with me on the Freedom Force Battalion for a while, you've heard me say many, many times that it doesn't matter whether you're the progeny or if you are adopted into the family. Either way, if you're in God's family, you love God, you love people, you love children, you want to protect humanity, you want to bring justice. If that is your heart, you know, that you're not someone who wants to hurt kids and all of that, then you are Abraham's seed. If you are joined to Christ, okay, not the Antichrist, but the Christ of the Bible, of, you know, love your neighbor as yourself, and following him, then you are Abraham's seed. There's more to it than this. There's just so much. I would love for you to read all, you know, Galatians and read Romans chapter specific, like 2 and 3. You know, I would love for you to read the whole thing of Romans. You can listen to it on your Bible app, and it helps you to piece together what is he saying. It's not about a bloodline. It's not about some legal position. It's about the heart and about being adopted into the family in a very amazing way, that we now have the Spirit of God in us, that we are now stamped with his Spirit in us. We are heirs according to the promise. You know, and the reality was, Abraham was, you know, Abraham before there even was a Jewish family. Okay, this didn't even come into being until Jacob, his grandson. So you're going to say Abraham's not Jewish? That's silly. So the point is, we are Jewish, we are Hebrews, we are Israelites by faith. Okay, so that's a very important part of it. All right, so I'm going to show you where you can watch some of these videos. Okay, go to freedomforce.live. And I have done on the playlist right here, videos playlist, I've done so many videos about this very topic, talking about, you know, where, how the Israelites were scattered and where they went and how we can know for sure, because based on their flags, their heraldry, based on the language, based upon their artwork, based upon a lot of their names of their tribes, all these different things, you can trace them, okay? And so many of our those very same things, the symbols are in America. This is about our true identity, okay? Here, the New World Order, many people who are claiming to be Jewish, who are claiming to be God's people, clearly do not. Some of these people have hijacked the name for political and evil purposes. Have all of them? Of course, clearly, no. But the point is, some of these have hijacked the name, just like they hijacked our name when Patriots went to D.C. to protest this illegal vote. In the same way, they hijacked our good name, and they slam the name. They use it for evil purposes, okay? I'm going to show you one other quick thing. So check out Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Even back in the day, Even back in the time of John writing this, just after Jesus had ascended, he knew that there were some who hijacked the name Jew for of evil purposes, and they were not using it for righteousness, but using it as the synagogue of Satan. Okay, so you see, just with just this short video, how very complex this is. Okay, so definitely go on here. Oh, and just I was going to say that many of these are Edomites. Those who are of the synagogue of Satan are Edomites. Look at this verse here. It says, when thou becomest great and dost shake off Jacob's yoke from off thy neck, basically it's saying, we're not going to have the righteous tell us what to do. We're going to do our evil. Thou wilt sin a complete sin unto death. Remember, I've read that verse to you guys before, that sin unto death, it talks about in 1 John, and thy seed will be rooted out from under heaven. The sin unto death is the unpardonable sin, the sin against the Holy Spirit, the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? It's casting out the Holy Spirit and allowing demons to come to dwell within these people. They have sinned that sin. They said they want the demons to come to dwell within them. And that is, you can't work with that. That's a sin that can't be forgiven. They have to be rooted out from under heaven. Okay. So several of these on here, I just really, really encourage you to watch these. And I'm going to be posting them on the Rumble and the BitChute, because they're just so important, especially because we're getting to the end of this war and everyone needs to know as he said, saving Israel for last. Okay, let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. Thank you so much that this is, we're seeing these, this day when your word is just coming before our very eyes, coming true before our very eyes. We thank you, Lord, that you have a huge destiny for us in America and for people all over the world, your people scattered all over the world. Thank you that we are your people. And it's not even about bloodline. It's about the heart, that we love you from the heart, and we are rising up and willing to fight and to stop the hurting of children and to fight for justice and to fight for humanity. We thank you, Lord, that you are going to be the king of all of us. Doesn't matter where we come from, doesn't matter about our color of our skin, it doesn't matter any of that, our language. You surpass all of these barriers. Lord, I thank you that you will bring us all together in this unity, finally, and that we won't continue to have all of this mayhem and all this division, and that we'll all be brought together. And I cannot wait. Thank you, Lord, that this, we know that this is going to happen. It keeps us moving forward one day at a time. We give you praise, Lord, that you are faithful and that you're the wonderful King of the world. And we pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I wanted to share that. I'm going to have more about this, but I wanted to give you this to get started. All right. Love you guys. Bye.